I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench from the convention center in la Lipstick City in LA for Super Bowl 56. And styling here on Radio Row with Mafia. And I'm watching Purdue just shred Illinois 77-60 Boilermakers. And the Bucks are up 72-51 on the Lakers. I wanted to get a look at these other, and Mobby, how do you think I did with the bathroom run there? It was about a 100-yard dash both ways. It was 200 yards. That's easily 100 yards.
Yeah.
And then I went to the bathroom, washed my hands, and made it back. And I got here right when I was going on air. How did you think I did?
You even had a couple seconds to spare. I was very surprised. Jay hadn't even finished the update yet. I give you high marks on that. You know, with your propensity to run in a slow duck-like fashion, as we've talked about many times on the show, I was very surprised you made it all the way to the bathroom, did your business, and got back before the update was even
out. I had a fairly consistent pace.
Pretty impressive.
The hardest part was going to the bathroom. I just kept going and going and going and going after you had me drink all those beers.
Even fake beer makes you go after you break the seal, well, right?
What's the difference if you drink three or four of them?
Yeah.
Here we go. The Nuggets lead the Knicks 120-107 with 6.5 minutes to go.
Oh, there's a surprise, huh?
Down 13.
Out yesterday.
You know, like they just can't hang with anybody.
What was the final in the Celtics Nets game? That was what, 28-2 to start?
126-91. I guess I'm done betting on the Nets. The Nets officially suck. What is going on with them? That is amazing to me that they can't win. They can't cover.
We were looking at the lineup that started, you know, because you're home, so you can't start Kyrie. Harden's out again for the third or fourth straight game. You have no Durant once again. The lineup that they started looks like something that Orlando or Detroit would start, not what the Brooklyn Nets would start.
I actually think that I blame Kyrie Irving for this, with his stupid vaccine stance that he doesn't play home games. I blame him. It's his fault. They got smoked 126-91. Grizzlies 135-109 over the Clippers. I hit that. Pelicans 110-97 over the Rockets. Mavericks blow out the Pistons 116-86. I hit the Pelicans to win. Mavericks win and spread. Grizzlies win and spread. Celtics win. Hawks over the Pacers 133-112. I told you when they traded Sabonis, they wouldn't have a problem covering that.
I don't even get that deal for you. Like, neither of those teams is going anywhere. Why are you making that happen?
So I lost the Sixers. The Suns beat them 114-109. The Suns win every game they play. They literally win every game they play. The Timberwolves lead the Kings by 9 with a minute left in the second. And they're playing them again tomorrow night. Same place. I think they're playing them in Sacramento again.
And they're going to smash them again after all the picks and players that, well, not the picks, but the players that they just shipped out of Sacramento.
The Blazers, you're right. They're losing at the half to the Magic 62-47. They can't even win.
They have no team left. I mean, if you're Damian Lillard, how pissed off are you that you committed to this team in this offseason? Everybody said all that he wants out, and you're like, no, I love Portland. I want to stay. No one's left on that team. Everyone's gone.
And they,
it's just you and Nurkic.
But they had 47 points in the first half. How pathetic is that? I mean, that's crazy. We welcome our radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mighty V1090 in San Diego, ESPN Radio. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Map, Radio Network, and Sports Byline USA. In the city by the bay, in the way, in the way. And... well, Armed Forces Radio all over the globe. Give me a hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench on a terrible Tuesday night in L.A. where I'm watching LeBron get teched up. We got to see this. LeBron came in, dunked it, and then I have no idea what happened. He got a tech. They didn't show what he did, at least what I'm seeing. He's complaining to the refs. He's crying. All right, let me see it again. He lays it in, lands, and then he gives the ref the business.
Points right at him.
And gets teched up. So he got the business. The Lakers are down 77-54 to the Bucks. Whoa, that was a missed dunk by Portis. Giannis with the rip. Oh, he gets blocked. He gets blocked. You don't see that often. He got fouled, though. He's going to the line. So he got blocked, but he got fouled. So what's? I think it was Deion Jordan. Is that his name? No, it was Ariza that blocked him. The Knicks are down, as I told you, 122-107. They are just god-awful. Did you want to go to the Buck-Laker game tonight? I mean, we were sitting over there, and all that was brewing. All those Laker fans were in that bar, and it was starting to brew.
Yeah, of course. If you're in town, you want to see what's going on. I mean... Lakers are the better team, surprisingly, despite how terrible they are in this game and in many other games, you know, recently. But you get the defending champ coming in, you know, two of the best in the NBA, and Giannis and LeBron, of course, want to go to that game.
I just can't even believe it. So I took the Knights tonight in Edmonton. They're up 4-0. I have the Canucks over the Coyotes. It's 1-0 Canucks in the second. Penguins beat the Bruins in Boston. Senators over the Canes. Devils beat the Canadiens. I hit all those games. I lost the Jackets and Caps. It's for all.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, Pharrell back in L.A. at the Convention Center at Super Bowl 56. What better time than to talk NBA rack here at the Super Bowl and then to hook up with Coach Young back in New York to get through the NBA because there's so much action. And the trade deadline and everything's coming up Thursday, and a lot of deals were swung today. Let's bring him in. Coach, what up? How you doing, brother? Everything good?
Bro, I know one thing's for sure. I know that weather is a hell of a lot nicer down in sweet California than this trash we have in the tri-state area. I think it got to 45 today, and I almost went outside in shorts and a tank top.
I believe it. Just so you know, it was 80 here today, and it's going to get warmer. I think they said today that I think they said there's going to be a record tomorrow. It's going to be like 86 or something, and so... On the 9th of February, I think it's a record. I think it's like an all-time record. It's going to be cooking here and sunny. Literally, I haven't seen a cloud for 200 miles since I got here. Like, not one cloud. It's just crazy. I have to ask you, though. I mean, I have been trying to, A, bet my way out of the net slump, and it has not gone well for me. Despite hitting tons of NBA plays, I cannot hit the Nets, no matter what they get, no matter what the points are, no matter where they play. It doesn't matter if they're road, home. You know, they had one of the best records on the road. That's long gone. Then they finally go back home. I blame Kyrie Irving because he won't get a vaccine. He can't play at home, so all they do is lose. They got their ass smoked like a doobie tonight by the Celtics. What is the deal with that nightmare train derailment in Brooklyn?
Well, if you were back in like Washington Heights, they would call them caliente basura because they are hot trash right now. They are so terrible. What's going on? I was like, all right, they're missing Kyrie, Durant, Harden, and, you know, and Aldridge. I'm like, oh, Patty Mills. Who's left to score? Patty Mills can get me 17 points tonight. No one else is going to shoot. And that joker went off for 8 points tonight. I mean, they're just, it's unbelievable. But Scotty, I'm going to say this to you because you're out west, and I don't know if you heard this. The governor of New York is hinting at lifting the mask mandate in the state.
Yeah, I heard it.
And when Kyrie kind of was kind of cryptic on what he was saying a couple of days ago in a press conference, I think there's something coming here in the tri-state area and in specific New York City that I have a feeling that the mask mandates are going to get lifted. It's going to allow Kyrie to play at home. And I think that's going to be the reason why, if anything, James Harden does not get traded by Thursday's deadline.
So you don't think he's getting traded, but you think they're going to lift the mask mandate and then Kyrie will be allowed to play again?
I think something's coming because the numbers, you know, you're out west, but the numbers back here are continuing to go down. You know, the New Jersey governor's already talked about pulling a mandate out of schools. So I think there's something that's coming here, Scotty. And listen, I still think at the end of the day, you're going to lose Harden because I think his mind is set to go play with JoJo over there in Philadelphia. So I think he's going at the end of the season. So I still think it would be smart and prudent for the Nets to do this. And I'm going to ask you this because, to me, the Nets' issues, if they get Kyrie back, to me, are still on the defensive end of the floor, not the offensive end of the floor. I would dare say, and maybe I'm, you know, been smoking too much doobie myself, but I think that Ben Simmons with Kyrie and Durant may actually work a little bit because of the fact that they're going to need him defensively more than they'll need him to put the ball in the basket.
Listen, I've had about enough of it. I got to tell you, like, I've been in games left and right, and I just lose that bet every night. That ticket goes right in the toilet every night. I have bet on them literally to cover a spread now in every, like, literally in every one of these losses. I have been betting on them every night to break out of it. I just cannot believe that they sucked that bad on the road. I mean, the games just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then to go home tonight and lay that egg and get their ass beat, I mean, it is just unbelievable to me. Now, in Manhattan, they have their own problems. The Knicks are getting worked tonight again in Denver. And, I mean, last night they fizzled like a orange crush. I mean, they just absolutely – I mean, it was Fizzle City late in that game. They were up one. It was like 89, 88 or something like that. 88, 87 or something like that. And then it's like they scored 10 more points the rest of the way. And there was like 6 minutes left in the game, and they just melted like an ice cream cone. And then again tonight, they're getting their ass pelted.
Man, the Knicks are a train wreck. But listen, Scotty, they went in. Here's the thing about the Knicks. Out of all the guys last night, you got to be most impressed with what Big Mitchell Robinson brought you, 19 and 21. I know no Rudy Gobert, and dealing with, you know, Utah with Hassan Whiteside as your center is like going through Swiss cheese. But still, 19 and 21 is 19-21, no matter how you could slice it or dice it. And then they get no guard play. Then tonight, all of a sudden, Julius Randle, I think he scared New York City, Scotty. Like, I think I figured it out. Because he played great last night. He's got 28-10 and 6 tonight and 3 steals and only 1 turnover tonight. He can't play at home. Like, I figured it out. And the other one that all of a sudden is playing well, or shot well tonight, not last night, it's Fournier's got 21 points. So it's like those two get going, and you get RJ has an off night. And I can't knock RJ because he's been the best player for the better part of the last 6 weeks. But you got to play Taj Gibson at center and Jericho Sims. Those two, Scotty, let's be real here. You and I got a better chance of guarding the Joker, and you're 6'4", 230, and I'm 6'5", 240. We got a better chance of stopping the Joker than those two guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. By the way, I just saw the I don't know if you saw this or not, because you and I, you know, we talk everything basketball. So, like, did you see that? So I bet on Arkansas tonight, and they won that game, right? They beat Auburn. And they played him in Fayetteville. Did you see at the end of that game when, like, the entire arena poured out onto that floor? And that, like, I mean, literally, there wasn't one person in a seat. They all went on the floor after the game. Mafia, I have never seen a crowd pour onto the floor like that before, particularly in this petri dish times we're living in. Like, I have no interest in being on
those numbers in Arkansas in 2 weeks.
I mean there was people, they were naked, and there were people making out, there was chicks topless. I mean, there were guys with no clothes on. I mean, it was the most surreal. Did you see that I just showed you? Are you kidding? Did you see that tonight, Coach?
I did not. I had to look for it. But, you know, listen, they may have been hitting that moonshine or something before the game. Because, I mean, I did watch some of that game, and they were juiced up down there. I think it was like a whiteout or something down there. But, you know, good for Arkansas. Yeah. Scotty, you know, when you know, you think back to the days of Nolan Richardson in the 40 minutes of hell, that's a dynamite place for basketball. You know, obviously, they're not as big of a football school than a lot of the other SEC powers. But I'm going to say this, and we're going to talk more about it with college.
I bet on him tonight. Hold on, Coach. I got a break. We'll come right back. I bet on him tonight and won a bunch of money. And they had this, I mean, just an orgy after that game. We'll come back with Coach. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
So anyway, Auburn lost tonight, snapped their 19-game win streak, and they're tough. They can play anybody, but I kept telling you on Coast to Coast and on the bench that they play too many close games on the road. Every game they play on the road is a 1 or 2 point game. The Missouri game in Columbia was close, and I said they're going to lose to Arkansas outright. I took Arkansas in the 2 points, and I won outright. Musselman's doing a great job in Fayetteville. That's a huge win for him down there. I think that's, you know, the kind of win, it's a keeper win. They're going to keep him around. He's proven he can knock off a number one and win a big game, and it is what it is. Right now, start of the third, Coach Young's with us. The Bucks are next door. Literally, Coach went out and partied, and, I mean, we hit it hard. We got a 4-hour window here, and the window was open. The window was open, and we went, and we partied at this spot right next to the Crypto, a.k.a. Staples. I don't care if they don't like that I call it that. That's what everybody calls it, the Staples, the home of the Lakers. And they're playing the Bucks right now, and they are just getting whacked. I mean, the game just started and picked up in the third. It's 78-56, Milwaukee, and they are just showing, frankly, how much better they are than the Lakers. I think, you know, the Bucks have been playing really great. They whacked, you know, the Clippers the other day, 137-113. They whacked the Blazers, 137-108. They whacked the Wizards, 112-98. I mean, Coach, they're starting to look like championship material again.
Listen, I was never worried about Milwaukee because I figured at some point when it needed to go, they were going to go. And they're going now. And what they're doing to the Lakers, I mean, they need to get LAPD in there because they're committing larceny. They're stealing their shoes, their lunch money, their jock straps. They're taking their women. They're taking everything from the Lakers right now. And it's crazy because early on in the game, you know, AD goes to take a jump shot and you know, Giannis puts Spalding right in the dude's face. He stuffed it so hard. So it's one of these things where the Lakers, one, they're not good enough offensively. And two, they're terrible defensively. I mean, they can't stop a nosebleed. They're so mad. Let's see if they get back into the game the next couple of, you know, minutes here. But I ain't banking on it. The only thing I'm banking on is I took that, you know, I got suckered into that two play with Giannis and LeBron to get 30 each. I was more worried about Giannis than LeBron. And Giannis is going to get it with probably 9 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
Did you see they just threw an inbounds pass to Giannis and he dunked it on the inbounds pass? Before that, he got like flagrant fouled by Westbrook for sure. And then they put up 78 in the first half, and it's the most points the Lakers have ever allowed in a first half in franchise history. And when they were at like, there was 5 minutes left and they were at like 67, and I was like, they're going to have 75. I think they were at 60. They were 5 minutes left. It was 62 points. And I go, they're going to have 75 at least in the first half, at least. And they had 78. What do you think of the fact that you know you suck when you allowed the most points ever in a half in franchise history, not in the season, not in the last 10 years, in franchise history? That's when you know you suck.
Oh, they're a mess, and just watch the Lakers. They give up an alley-oop play, which it's just funny. They give up an alley-oop play from a sideline out of bounds, and then LeBron just tries to run over half the team the next possession. I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, can we start to talk about, ready for this? Could there be the curse of Russell Westbrook? Like,
I guess.
I mean, he goes to the Lakers. Listen, the Wizards aren't no better. The Wizards, if I'm the Lakers, I'm so mad I made that trade. I mean, could you imagine what they could use now with Kuzma and with KCP, you know, and Montrezl Howell? Do you know how much that team can use those guys right now? Some toughness, some shooting. I mean, it's just absolutely terrible that the way they're playing. And I don't know how to get out of it, Scotty, because unless you trade Westbrook, I mean, Scotty, who's going to take Russell Westbrook? They can't. Exactly. No. So I don't know what they're going to do.
No one. So here's the deal. I run that play on the Pharrell Ballers. I run that play. So when I'm in the game and there's a ball out under the basket and the ref, you know, we get it's not a shooting foul. It's a you know, non-bonus foul, and I'm under the basket every single time. I have a play where we have this 6'5", 240-pound brother that absolutely is a flyer. And he comes in. I mean, this guy comes in hot, and he just jumps in the lane every time he comes off a back screen, and we set the screen at the elbow, and he comes off that screen and comes around the hook, and he just jumps in the air and absolutely is – elbows are above the rim, and I throw him the alley-oop dunk on the inbounds, and we do it every game. Every game I run it. And all I do, literally every time, I always say, I got it. When the ball's under the basket, I go, I got it. Everybody knows, get out of the way. And when I say I got it, that's the cue. And I look him in the eye, I look out at him in the eye, and he knows every time. And he's so great because he looks like a cat burglar, my boy. And he goes, he just doesn't have an expression on his face at all. And he knows the play, and he acts like he just like stole somebody's jewelry out of their dresser. And he just comes right off that back screen, and he jumps in the air, and it is the greatest thing ever when he dunks it. And I just love that play. Like, when he dunks it, whenever I have an alley-oop dunk or an inbounds alley-oop dunk, I go home and I demand that my wife have sex with me.
Hey, listen, you know, you get an alley-oop dunk and you get an alley-oop when you get home. So, I mean, it kind of works. You're getting more assists. You're getting more assists than John Stockton and Karl Malone. So, you know, good for you, you know, to be, you know, sending it in on the court and then in the bedroom. So, you know, hey, listen, whatever works at night, if it helps you out in the bedroom, tell that big boy to keep going getting them alley-oops.
Right. So tell me, so how about this? Three of my teammates tonight were playing in a charity event at the Rock at the Prudential Center in Newark. And I called them. I was at the LA Live at the bar getting ready for the Laker game. And we were all chilling most and having some beverages. And I go, where are you? And he goes, I'm at the Rock. I go, what's up? What are you going to see, Seton Hall or something? And he goes, no, I'm playing. And I'm like, what do you mean you're playing? He's like, I'm playing in this huge charity event for, I think it's called Ball for Peace. It's a Brooklyn charity. Let me see if I got the name of it right. I want to get this right because I know that. Let me see. Here it is. Let's see if that's what it is. Oh, let me see if I can find it. It's really important that I do this. Okay, here it is. Who wants to play for the team Ballin' for Peace at the Prudential Center tomorrow night? It's $50 donation. We play a team less. They're from New York City. Charity fundraiser. By the way, Scott, we won by 35 last night. We played one of our rivals, and we whacked them by 35. I wasn't there, obviously. I was in L.A. Counting money with my tongue after the Ballers got it done again. I turned to my boy. I go, how was the game? He goes, it's just too easy. I go, what happened? He goes, they just suck. And we blew them out. We just blew them out. We just did our thing and blew them out. And then at night he was playing at the Rock, and I thought that was cool, playing in a charity event for peace on Earth. Ballin' for Peace, my buddy's charity out of Brooklyn. Anyway, so I'm not pimping it. I just know they were playing tonight. I care less. I think it's great he does a charity. I'm not pimping it on the air. I'm just telling you the facts. They're playing in this charity event, so I think that's cool. Helping people, playing ball at the Rock. That's a pretty cool thing, playing on a, you know, real big-time court and everything. So what do you think of the deals today? What did you think of the Sabonis deal and the McCollum deal?
What the hell is Portland doing? I mean, can we talk about this? I mean, between the Norman Powell trade and the CJ McCollum trade. I mean, for CJ McCollum, the best you can get is a couple of throw-ins, Josh Hart, and a protected first. Like, you couldn't get anything better than that. And the deal they got for Norman Powell is even less. So if I'm Dame Time, am I sitting here saying, oh wow, we got all this salary cap space now. We can go out and we can go recruit players. Who the hell is gonna want to go play in Portland? So I'm thinking, if I'm CJ, if I'm of Dame Time, I'm like, hey man, shoot, I might have to get up out of here. That's number one. Number two, what in the hell is Sacramento doing? Because I got to ask you this, Scotty. You had three point guards in Halliburton, Fox, and Davion Mitchell. You trade probably the one with the most upside in Halliburton, but you bring back Sabonis. So now you went from having three point guards and two power forwards to two point guards and three power forwards? It doesn't make sense. I don't know. Maybe you think it's better than I do, but I don't think it makes sense at all.
No. I don't understand, and we'll come back and finish this up. I got a break, but I don't understand, frankly. I got to be honest with you. I don't understand the Sabonis, because I think he's just he's like their franchise player. I mean, the guy does it all. And so I really don't understand what they're doing either.
It's a jungle out there. So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed. That's where we come in. Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. for listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Farrell, in L.A. at Super Bowl 56, Coach Young is with us. And, you know, Sabonis, there's only one guy, the Joker, that actually has his numbers in the NBA. Only two guys are putting up those type of numbers. You know, I don't know. They think Halliburton's a better player.
Scotty? I think they wanted to trade Miles Turner, and Turner got hurt. And if that's the case, I understand why they traded Sabonis, but it doesn't mean it makes sense. They traded the wrong guy. They should have just said, you know what, let's wait this out. Let's get Miles Turner out of here, and you build it around Sabonis, who is a more established player, is a better passer, a better shooter,
right,
and a better leader. And most importantly, he stays more healthy than Miles Turner. They traded the wrong guy, Scotty.
And he rebounds like a freak. He does everything. He's a great player. I'll tell you what I even said to Mafia. Everybody says going to Sacramento's like purgatory. I'll tell you what, I went to IU, and Indianapolis sucks in the winter. I mean, it's not New York, but it's still gloomy and crappy there. And, you know, Sacramento's not San Francisco. It's inland. It's not on the water. And it's just, you know, it's California. It's beautiful. You can say whatever you want about Sacramento. It's nicer than Indianapolis. Weather-wise, I mean, that's all there is to Indy in the winter sucks. In the summer, it's hot and humid and miserable. All they have there is the Indianapolis 500. Sacramento doesn't have anything, but they got better weather. So if I'm going to be miserable and I'm going to play in prison or purgatory, I choose purgatory because I actually think, you know, if you suck on the court and your team never wins, at least when you go to work, it's sunny. And when you go home, it's like 60 degrees and chilly and nice. Like at night here, it's 60 and people are like, oh, it's freezing. And meanwhile, I'm walking with a T-shirt on like a man. And I'm like, oh, this is Gandhi. I mean, it is just Gandhi here. So I can't figure it out. The deadline is in like 30 some hours and it's Thursday afternoon. And we're going to see, I'm guessing, Coach, a bevy of activity. I mean, who knows? All I know is I was surprised. You know, I bet on the Sixers tonight, and the Suns beat them 114-109. All they do is win. It's like they never lose. It's crazy. The Grizzlies blew out the Clippers. Pelicans, 110-97 over the Rockets. Mavericks, 116-86 over the Pistons. What do you anticipate seeing between now in the deadline? Do you think we're going to see a lot of activity like we saw today? Are we going to see big deals? Anything crazy? You don't think anything insane is going to happen, do you? Like they've been lying to us about Harden the whole time and they're going to move him? Or do you think anything crazy happens?
I don't know. If this mass mandate is true, Scotty, in New York, I don't think they move Harden. I think they're going to try and stick it out and make a run at the title. I do think you got to look at some guys getting moved. I think Sacramento's not done yet. I would anticipate that they will move Harrison Barnes. You got to move his contract and get him out of there. You got to figure that a guy like a Jalen Brunson is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to get moved. Goran Dragic is sitting there doing nothing in Toronto. He's going to get moved. I'm not saying he's going to move the needle, but no one's talked about John Wall. Maybe he gets moved. Eric Gordon from Houston, he gets moved. So there's going to be some guys that are going to be moved coming up to the deadline. And you never know, Scotty. There's always something. And here's the other thing. The Knicks are doing something. I mean, they have to do something. They have too many guards. You know, what are you going to do with Mitchell Robinson, who's been playing his best ball of his career, had a 19-21 game a night ago, and he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year? The Knicks are going to do something. So I figure, look at the Knicks, Look at the Rockets unloading guys, and look at Sacramento. Those are going to be three teams to look at, especially if they start unloading veterans to contenders.
So Wiseman started contact, and when they get Wiseman and Draymond Green, can you imagine?
Listen, why don't we do this for everybody? Let's take Memphis, Golden State, you know, Phoenix, and I don't know, give me a fourth, maybe, you know, Utah, and let them play like a best of like 45 series, and then cut out the rest of the West. And then take about four teams in the East and let them play, because I'm sick of watching the Knicks, the Magic, the Kings, you know, the disappointment of the Hawks, you know, the Celtics, even though they may have gotten it together. Let's just get to the playoffs, baby, because I think it's gonna be wild. And that Western Conference, I may have to move out with you. I may have to come with you to the West Coast and just stay out there for a couple of weeks, because you know my old behind can't stay up that late. But I'm gonna have to find a way once it comes down to the Western Conference playoffs.
You know, honestly, Phoenix, Golden State, Memphis, I think Dallas and Denver. Even Minnesota's played great this year. I got to give them a playoff spot. I cannot believe Brooklyn fell to 8. And, you know, they're, you know, a game and a half ahead of Charlotte. Atlanta's 3 back of them. But, you know, all those teams up to 10 make the playoffs. So play-in games anyway. It's going to be crazy. Miami is a game up on Milwaukee. They're badass. Chicago's a game and a half out. So is Cleveland. Philly's 2.5 out. They let me down tonight. I bet on them against the Suns. Coach Young, great stuff tonight. Awesome job. I got to run. If I don't talk about the Super Bowl, I might be electrocuted when I leave the building here. So I got a few minutes left in the show, and I got to talk about the Bengals and Rams. Since I have talked nothing but basketball the entire show tonight, which I think is awesome. You know I love you. I'll check you out. Thanks for coming on the bench tonight. I hope all your tickets cash in the NBA and college rack. I'll catch up with you.
My man.
All right. There he is, Coach Young. I love that dude. Anyway, Mafia, you haven't told me. Is your opinion changing at all? You heard me today say that I think the Bengals are acting way too cocky about this game, and the Rams aren't saying anything. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I am. I'm noticing that. You know, they always say, act like you've been there before, and they haven't, and they're acting that way. The Rams, a lot of them have, and even the ones who haven't, guys like OBJ, who has been what a lot of the Bengals players were in the past, whether it be because of the guys he's playing with and who have told him differently, or maybe just him, his own maturing, has pretty much kept his mouth shut and been respectful. You know, even Jalen Ramsey, who said, yeah, I want to guard him. Chase said, I want to guard him. Of course, that's who I am. I'm the best player. I'm the best guy. I want to guard the best guy. Even he's not being too cocky. They're being, you know, respectful. They're
he's
being
like,
smart.
You're going to see it. Let's get it on.
Right. They're not doing the talking. They're talking about how happy they are to be there. And they're not talking about how much better they are than everybody else. That you got to match up against us. And we're the ones that should be the favorites. That's what Bengals are doing. They're acting cocky. They're acting like they won it already. Cincinnati's canceling school for Monday.
I don't think that town canceling school has anything to do with it. But I do think that everything else you're talking about is dead on. I think they're acting like they've already won it.
I mean, the only one who's saying the right thing technically, I mean,
no
Burrow,
one.
Burrow hasn't been too bad. No, Zach Taylor's the only one who's playing it safe.
No, Burrow has acted like he has said, look, we're not the underdogs.
Right.
You know, we can beat anybody. We're as good as anybody. We deserve to be here. We want all these games. We're not afraid of anybody, and we get no respect.
Right.
So he's doing it too. And he's talking about smoking cigars and celebrating. And I just think, I'm starting to think it's the kiss of death.
It's a dangerous thing to do.
I am starting to think it's the kiss of death. I think they're digging their own grave.
Plenty of teams have gone in there all hot and thinking they're the best and cocky, and then they get shut down. I mean, the Rams did it 3 years ago. The best offense in, you know, the longest time. That great defense, and the Patriots just own them.
I actually think the Bengals are better than the Rams, but I'm starting to think with all their mouth, they might get tripped up in it.
I think offensively they're better. They have more weapons, which is tough to say when you have OBJ and Cooper Kupp. And, you know, the way the Stafford's played in the playoffs. But defensively, the Rams are much better. And if you go with your strength versus their strength, the strength of the Bengals offense, which is their best unit, against the defense of the Rams is where I feel the biggest problem is. And not because Ramsey's going to shut them down. No, Chase is going to get his. Boyd's going to get
his
catches.
Didn't the Niners have a lead and blow it against the Rams? 10-point lead.
Yeah.
They blew it.
They blew it. And the Bengals have been great about coming back. You know, the Rams have been ones to blow lead, too. They blew it against Tampa and almost lost. They blew it against San Francisco.
I think the Rams' defense is overrated.
Yeah, but that offensive line is so bad.
I think Donald's great.
That's my problem.
I think Ramsey's good. I think, and the rest of them, the rest of, I like Von Miller and I like Donald. And that, and literally those, you know, and Ramsey's good. I won't deny it. But I've seen him get roasted.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't admit that, but he's been roasted. I'm telling you that they're overrated. It's not the greatest defense I've ever seen. It's not even close.
No, they're definitely not.
They act like they're the greatest defense on their 85 Bears.
Any of these guys.
The 85 Bears.
The Ravens of 2000.
Here's the 85 Bears at Santa's house right now, North Pole. Mm-hmm. And here's the Rams. They just left a party in hell.
Right.
Okay, like the 85 Bears are miles above them.
Absolutely.
Miles. That was the best defense ever.
And this Rams team isn't unbeatable. You saw the long losing streak they had in the middle of the season. Then they had the long winning streak at the end of the season. So they're playing hot, too, even though they've let a bunch of teams come back, like the 49ers, and beat them. They let the Bucks almost beat them in that playoff game. But I think that he's got no time to throw.
Burrow's did you
gonna
think?
Every play, they're going to be in the backfield.
Did you think that they were, like, you know, let's say last week and Monday or whatever, that I was saying I'm on them because they're better? That do you feel that now that they've been so cocky that you could flip? Like if you were me, would you consider flipping? Like, because you're like, they've just dug their own grave. They're acting like this is a walk in the park. And I just feel like they're acting like they got this in the bag. And it's just a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I absolutely
did. You think they were going to win it at all, ever? And then now you're like doubting it.
No, I didn't think they were going to win. I think it's going to be a close game. I think they're going to cover the spread, but I always was on the Rams. And the big thing, you know, if I'm you and I'm saying, yeah, I like this team, and then all of a sudden they're coming out talking like this, and everybody's buying in because so much of the public is on the Bengals. Everyone you talk to, a lot of them are picking the Bengals. That's what always worries me. When the public's all on one team, and when they act like this, when they've never done it before, that's like you know, you point out with the Chiefs. Even after they won it once, they talk about, oh, we're going to do it again. And
seven
back,
times.
To back, to back, to back. Where is that gone?
To hell.
Yeah. So when you talk like that, it doesn't come through.
It's just that's gone to hell. I mean, I don't deny Mahomes is good. I don't deny he's been excellent and made it to all these title games, four AFC title games.
Right.
But I'm telling you, once again, they didn't get it done.
Right, four AFC title games isn't four Super Bowls or three Super Bowls or even two Super Bowls.
They played in two, and they won one and lost one. And then the other ones, they just lost in the title game. It's crazy. The Lakers game, just so you know, they're down 105-80 with a minute left in the third. The Magic lead, the Blazers, it's down to five. The Blazers are down five, and there's 7 minutes left. And then the T-Wolves are up 104-90 over the Kings with 10 minutes left. And the Nuggets won that game over the Knicks by 17. The Knicks are officially on the we suck clock.
Scott, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
So Pharrell here, winding up in L.A. I just wanted to say, the Penguins beat the Bruins tonight, and Brad Marchand is like the biggest D on earth, and he was taking swings at the Penguins goalie and cheap shots, and the Penguins beat him 4-2 and kicked their ass. And the other games I told you I got wrong, I got that Jackets-Caps game wrong. Jackets beat him 5-4. I got the Jets game wrong. The Wild lost 2-0 to the Jets. I got the Vegas game right, Devils game right. The Senators beat the Canes 4-3. I couldn't even believe that. Hit the Penguins. I got the Canucks going 3-1 right now. And I just wish somebody would snap Marshawn's neck. I just want someone just to snap his neck and beat his little skinny, raunchy, little wussy ass. He's such a little tiny thing. He's like a mosquito. I wish somebody would just slap him against the boards and snap his neck. He's a cheap shot, dirty player. He's nothing but trouble. And somebody needs to ring his ass up. I mean, someone needs to beat his ass like no other. I mean, that guy needs a beating. I wish they would have snapped his neck tonight like a rag doll and left him lying on the ice to bring out a board to carry him off the ice. And I mean it. I mean it. Such a wussy. Dude needs his ass beat. I love how my voice echoes throughout the entire arena. It just bounced off like 40 walls at once. I hate Brad Marchand. I hope he gets crabs tonight in bed, in his bed, and gives it to his wife. See,